Jerusalem in Jesus' day was a beautiful city. It was a wonder of the ancient world with its temple that was so beautiful upon the Temple Mount. At the time of Jesus' last visit there, they had been working on the temple some 65 years. It had been started by Herod the Great and continued some 30 or 40 years after his death. Until Jesus' time, and still was not finished. And later on, they had so many people working on it that when the construction of the temple was ended, to keep them employed, they paved the streets of Jerusalem with white stones, according to Josephus. So it was just a spectacular city. It's recorded one time as the disciples and Jesus were coming out of the temple during that Passover week. His disciples called the beauty and the ornateness and the huge stones that were in the temple building and in the walls of the city to Jesus' attention. It's in chapter 24 of Matthew, beginning with the first verse. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See you not all these things? Truly I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? See, Jesus made a startling prediction. They could not imagine, first of all, that the city could be taken by an army. It was considered to be impregnable if it was adequately defended. The stones were huge blocks that were set in place with such skill. The foundations of the walls were deep, and they could not imagine such a thing. And when Jesus said that the whole thing was destined for destruction, they naturally came to him later and said, When shall these things be? And while you're at it, will you tell us about the sign of your coming again and of the end of the world? So they had three questions for him, really. In the next number of sessions, we're going to speak of these things as Jesus taught about future events. It's called the Olivet Discourse. You see, they were naturally curious, as we are. What's going to happen? What will the end be like? Well, books are written about it, and all kinds of predictions made, and I guess people have made a lot of money over these predictions and these books and selling these charts, and whole ministries have grown up around it. And yet, Jesus' central teaching is this. You don't know when I'm going to come back, so you be ready. And then he began to teach them about being ready. He's going to tell them some about what's happening with the temple at Jerusalem. And he will talk about the sign of his coming and of the end of the world. You see, these things are just as much a part of our faith as anything else. Jesus' life, his death on the cross, his resurrection. The fact that he's coming back again is just as much a part of our faith as those other fundamental beliefs that we have. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that Jesus is coming back. He's coming back to make things right. Oh Lord, help me not to be afraid in the meantime, or help me not to be angry at the decay that's happening in the world and in our country and in our culture. For these things have all been predicted. But may I concentrate on being ready for the return of Christ and look for him and anticipate his coming. In Jesus' name, amen.